High arsenic levels on Pine Island prompted the state to get involved in Lee County's cleanup process. That came out of the most recent County Conservation 2020 Committee meeting last week. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros has more.
The Conservation 2020 Committee buys and manages preserved lands throughout Lee County. High levels of arsenic are detected on one of their properties right now, Pine Island Flatwoods Preserve in St. James City. Recent groundwater tests show the arsenic reaching as high as 30 times over the federal limit. Now, the Florida Department of Environmental Protection sent a letter to the 2020 committee requesting a sit-down meeting to discuss the group's plans for monitoring and possibly removing the arsenic. Kathy Olson is the conservation lands manager.
And we will be presenting our ideas of further monitoring to them, and they'll let us know whether they agree with that methodology or not.
Two people spoke about this issue during the public comment period Thursday.
There's another problem besides the arsenic, the low pH levels.
Scott Wilkinson lives on the island, and he's watching this issue closely. When he says low pH levels are a problem, he means the water is more acidic than is allowed. Meredith Barnard with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida also addressed committee members.
We would like to see the Conservation 2020 funds reimbursed for the money already spent on monitoring, and that those responsible for the elevated arsenic levels to be paying for the ongoing monitoring moving forward.
Some Conservation 2020 members are asking for Lee County utilities to pay for the roughly $68,000 it will take to properly monitor the groundwater. Utilities oversees Pine Island Wastewater Treatment Plant, which had a state permit to spray its treated wastewater onto Pine Island Flatwoods Preserve. And some committee members believe this is where the contamination came from. But committee head Kathy Olson says Lee County does not want to make another department pay for it because
we don't know that it's their fault. And what our position is right now is we're trying to get to the bottom of it and deal with what we have and not worry about, you know, which pot the money comes out. We're just trying to figure out what the problem is, how to address it, and how to fix it if we need to fix it.
But some committee members say they're worried about depleting the conservation funds. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.